Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it do? The return. What's happening with y'all? Man, this is your boy Big Stacks. You know what I'm saying? I got family on the line. You know what I'm saying? But this is Talking Shit with Stacks this evening. Tonight we're going to go into, you know, basically the last month of hip-hop and, you know, talk about some of the albums that came out. We're going to look at, you know, the world of sports, of course, at the end. You know, we'll touch upon the World Series, you know, touch upon the NBA. It just started. But, yeah, first we'd like to make a major announcement, you know what I'm saying? As of tomorrow, November 1st, we are officially Stacks on Deck Media and Entertainment. We are sponsored in the whole nine, you know what I'm saying? We are getting money. You know what I'm saying? And shit. You know, we're going to start going through some of the folks that's on the line with me. You know, these are the folks that helped make the shows happen with me. You know, we will be back with some regularity coming soon. But first, you know, I'd like to slide it to my big, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy, like my brother on the line. Like, anything that I do, he's included. Man, go ahead and talk to the people, G.
Tell them y'all know who it is, man. It's Big Links, man, Milwaukee's finest. You hit me at Big Links 414 on the Twitter, Instagram, all of that. And for those that don't know, I will be the first artist signed to Stacks on Deck Media and Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in my bag right now. I can't let the team down. So be on the lookout for that, man. Shout out to everybody who emailed me, retweet me, all of that, anything about. So shout out to everybody. Show me love.
Word, talk that shit. All right, man. And then we got, you know what I'm saying, the lady of the man. Let's hold on. The queen of the camp. You know what I'm saying? She's from down south. Wow. Stop that shit. Introduce yourself.
Hey y'all, what's going on? This your girl Coco. I'ma be back with my Throwback Thursdays. Don't worry. Your girl just been a little busy, but I got y'all. Y'all just gotta go back and look at past battles, and I got y'all. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Word, talk that shit. Man, and from the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? We got the King of the North. You know what I'm saying? Talk to him. Tell him who you are, G.
Yeah. You know I keep that ignorance, man. We out here playing Pokemon Go on the enemy block because these niggas
saw.
Oh,
my God.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, you know, man, I'm trying to get, you know, it ain't even no good Pokemon out here. We just trying to let niggas know, you know what I'm saying, that we out here and, you know, I really don't care about any of these shenanigans going on out here, man. I'm still king out here. So, you know, we living though, man. Happy Halloween and all of that. You know what I'm saying? We black and we still alive, man. Let's celebrate that. That's a fact.
Talk that shit. Man, yeah, like I said, you know, at the beginning of the show, now we sponsored now Stacks on Deck Media and Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's official as of, shit, 57 minutes from right now. You know, the IRS was certified, my nigga. Any business moves that, you know what I'm saying, y'all want to do, any podcast things that y'all want to do, we certified to go. Like, we can go get that money from whoever. Like, it's whatever. We ready. But, you know, yeah, basically, you know, like I said, I want to give everybody a chance while we're all on the line. You know, Psycho isn't here. You know, shout out to Hip Hop Psycho. But, I want to, you know, let everybody know what we got coming forward or whatnot. We're going to get back to doing shows on the regular. You know, life, real life happened for all of us. You know what I'm saying? And, shit, I want to first give Coco the opportunity. She doesn't have long on the line, I don't believe. But, Coco, tell them, you know, where the show, you know, what the show is about, what's coming up, you know, what's your next show about. Like, just give them a little insight right quick, just a little feed.
Yes. So my show is basically about, you know, throwback battles. That's debatable. Mm-hmm. Some are classics. Mostly debatables that people can't find a winner. And usually, when you look back at the old battles, from when you look back at them when you first watch them, it's always a difference. Maybe it's the same for some of the battles, but sometimes it's a difference. And I just discuss on those battles. But my next show coming up, which I should have been done, it's going to be Soul Kind versus Fresco, y'all. Murder Move versus Serious Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And Misfit versus Shayna Ashley. I got to throw in, you know, female battlers. My throwbacks is whatever I want my throwbacks to be. It could be a year ago. It could be 2 years ago. And that's just my show, and that's just how I'm rocking. Straight up.
Talk that shit. Talk that shit. All right.
So
New York,
my
nigga
show,
got
I'm
the wrong air radio.
Oh, go ahead.
You said what?
No, I was thinking like the next show, either this Thursday or next Thursday. But I'm gonna let you guys know.
Oh yeah, so tell them where they can follow you on Twitter too.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at SoMFWhat. And you know, check it out. I'll be posting a flyer out. I mean, up on my Twitter and retweeting it. So check it out, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, man, we got the King of the North on the line. He got the wrong era radio. Man, tell him what your show is about, G. Tell him, you know, what the next show is going to be about, what's coming forth from you.
Yeah, yeah, you know, basically, you know, we just trying to tell niggas the way it was. And it's funny, man. You know, before us, it was niggas saying that our rap wasn't, you know, our rap wasn't real music and how they was love songs and shit. And we looked at them like, ah, man. And, you know, nowadays it's little boats and little yachts. And we looking at them like, man, this ain't real music, you know. And it's just really, you know, just cultural, for cultural purposes. We just trying to really appreciate it all, but analyze it, man, because this, at the end of the day, it is still our culture, man. It still comes from the heart with the streets, man, and we just trying to appreciate it for what it is. Ain't no cutting corners, ain't no sugar coating, ain't none of that, man. Ain't none of that shit. All music,
right?
You know what I'm saying? All, everything that goes on with the culture, period, whether it evolves to the video games or anime or whatever else we influence, because black men, black women, we are the most influential, you know what I'm saying, of all, like, all time, man. And this coaching shit, you know what I'm saying, it's just appreciating that, man. We in the wrong era. We not supposed to have been here. Shit, it's fucked up, but we gonna figure this shit out while we here, man. And along the way, we gonna try to feed a couple light-skinned women, and we gonna try to open the door for a couple dark-skinned women at the same time, man. That's all we trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so.
What's up.
Word.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's all I'm saying.
My nigga Link.
My
nigga Big Link. Oh, wait. Yo, tell them where they can follow you on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, and Facebook and whatnot. Keep them updated, G.
Talking to you, yo.
New York.
Yeah.
Oh,
my daughter decided to be light skinned real quick, man. I trip over myself, pretty much on everything, you know what I'm saying? North New York, NUYORK. It's a title and a location, not a name, but you know, we don't rock with it for a name, man. North New York, you know, we gonna change everything to that. I trip over myself, it's easy, you know what I'm saying?
Word. All right, my nigga Big Link. Man, you don't do a lot of shows, but when you get on the line, you make sure it counts, G. Man, what can we expect coming from you in the near future, man? Let them know what's up.
Oh, man, well, I'm always writing in the studio. I'll be in the studio this Saturday. About to do about a good 3-4 songs. I mean, some of the, got a few people, got a few offers on the table for some mixtapes. So we got that brewing. You know, I'm all about the positive joint, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody out there working hard, doing their thing. I haven't been on the show. I've been handling, you know, my family business. You know, I got my house being built from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? I just got back from Puerto Rico. You know, seeing what's going on out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've just been working, man. But, you know, I always got to come back and rock the people. We family over here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, whenever I'm here, I'm going to make sure it's live, do my thing for y'all.
Talk that shit. Man, and of course, you know what I'm saying? I'm Big Stack. Shit, I try to the best of my abilities, I try to make everything work, you know what I'm saying? I try to, man, show love to everybody that shows love to me. And, you mm-hmm. know, we're going to just try to bring you straightforward topics, sports, entertainment, music, anything, you know what I'm saying, that you want to converse about. That shit. Right now, we got the whole family on the line. We just going to jump right in the topic. You know, like I said, I want to bring up this past month of October and the great music that came out, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just basically touch upon that. You know, this month we had releases from The Game. We had Gucci Mane drop. We had Young Jeezy drop. We had Joe Budden, Meek Mill. Shit, Lloyd Bank just dropped about an hour ago. Like, it was a heavy, heavy month for the world of hip-hop. And, shit, we just going to jump right into it. Man, I'm going to actually start with you, Lynx, because you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you're not here a lot. You know, how did you feel about this month? How's everything, you know, sounding to your earlobes?
Well, Jeezy is always, you know what you're going to get. He's a trap icon, a trap legend. He ain't talking about, I rocked with it on my flight. No, he's talking about this weekend, like there and back. I pretty much played that. The Gold Mine joint is crazy. If you going through whatever it is you're going through, the grind is real. Like, he ends it with Never Settle. Like, Never Settle is going to be, like, the anthem for anybody who hears the album. Like, that's going to be the one. I'm not a big Lil Wayne fan. I think Lil Wayne is overrated. But Lil Wayne did his thing on his Jeezy. Man, I can't even front. I'm not a Bankroll Fresh fan. Like, I ain't a fan of that music. But he did his thing. Like, yo, got it. Like, everybody on the Jeezy did his thing. Like, he put together a real complete project. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to transition, though, just on my thoughts on that. Then the Joe Budden came out before that. That's what hip-hop is. Like, he has everything on there. And tomorrow, I'll go into detail about that later. But he has everything on there, from nice beat selection to the how the album is put in place and everything, the lyricism. The Game album was, in so many words, I don't want to put too much on it, but I think you're going to look back in 10 years and say that the 1992 Game album was the 2K16 version of Illmatic. Like, his beats is terrible, but what he doing to him, yeah, like, you're going to be turned off by that. But once you actually sit down and listen to it, like, you cleaning up the crib, you ain't got nothing to do, just let it rock. He gonna catch your ear with a lot of stuff he's saying. Of course, you know, the Dream Chasers, the 4 came out. You know, it's pretty smooth. I can't really get into the yelling like that, but he got some joints on there that you can't deny. And he got a couple anthems like he always got. So it's, you know, pretty nice month for music. You know, starting to get back to the forefront, you know, of what it's supposed to be in hip hop, rap, you know, the culture in general. So we got a good positive movement going right now in the music, and I just hope they're able to keep it up, man.
Word. Man, Coco, were you able to hear anything that came out this month? Were you in tune with, you know, some new music that dropped? Or maybe even
Hell
some new
no.
battles that dropped, you know?
Hell no, I ain't heard none of that trash. Meek, I used to listen to that nigga, trash. Joe Budden, the only song I know about him is Pump It Up, Pump It
oh
Up. That's
God.
The only song I know about him. Who else? Jeezy? No, and who else? Who else y'all was talking about?
Shit, The Game.
Who?
The Game.
The Game? Hell
yeah.
No. No, 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 no. All right.
Man, we got to fight. Not
straight up.
This season, it's okay. No, we got to fight.
Straight up.
Oh,
I'd rather Yo Gotti than Jeezy.
Whoa.
Hey, fair
hey,
enough.
Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Yeah. Couldn't even say that
wait,
with a straight face.
Yo,
wait.
Everybody hit her up at So MF What on Twitter and tell her where she went wrong. Like, yo.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yo, I
the
never
views
listened
and
to
opinion him. Of Miss Coco do not reflect the views of Mr. Big Stacks 100. Like, yo.
Wait, but yeah. what's the new battles that came out? Team 1 or 2? I know we're not talking about that, but I know you asked me about it.
Yeah, speak on it.
What recently came out? I'm trying to remember.
Man,
Danny Myers came out.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm out of the loop.
the big cannon. I mean, not big cannon. The young cannon, Danny Myers came out. That was pretty dope. Chilla Jones, came out. That was all right. You know what I'm saying? Like you had a couple that came out that wasn't too bad. So.
You had Ill Will versus Rum Nitty. That was good.
Yeah, man. Ill Will scraped them up, man. Ill Will scraped them up pretty good.
I heard Rum Nitty scraped them up pretty good.
I think the same people that would tell you that thought that B Magic. I think the same people that have said that probably think that B Magic beat Ill Will. But I think it's one of those cases where Rum's punches were great and creative, but Ill Will did everything better to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think he scraped them up. But Rum did great, though, to me. He did great, though.
Yeah, he did do a good job. Ill Will versus
Twitch,
y'all ready for that?
Anyway, look, New York.
Man, don't hate on my man Clips. He coming back.
Hey, listen.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Charlie Clips. We don't get no promotion to them niggas over there, though. You know what I mean? Man, New York, what you got on there? You have the music that came out this month, my nigga, how do you feel about it? Because, like, just the overall, we're going to get into, you know, album by album, but what do you feel about the month's music that came out?
Yeah, you know, I caught most of it. I did not listen to Game, man. I really stopped listening to Game after probably Jesus Peace. I don't think I listened to that Super Blood album he dropped. That just was uncomfortable to me. LAX is one of my favorite albums. Like, I like Game. I like his catalog. But I just, it just all felt like a trap to me. Like, the same. It's funny, Kim, that the shit that he, you know what I mean, was getting that niggas for, he kind of did it. Like, 50 used to get that job for singing, and then he was going to start singing. You know what I'm saying? And he would get that niggas for doing something, and he would start doing it. So the Game shot, I really didn't want to listen to 1992, so I really didn't listen to that yet. So I'm not even going to hate. I really will give it a listen, but for real, the whole thing with Meek and Sean Kingston, that whole shit, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. With that being said, I'm a Meek fan. A lot of Philly artists, Chick Raw, you know, I like a lot of them. And Meek, man, I like both his albums. That intro to the first one is classic. I feel like once he got locked up, he lost his momentum, a lot of it. And you can tell in the music. And this DC4, I've been waiting for this, man. Like, I probably haven't been, anticipating the project longer than the DC4 shit, man. And I'm going to have to go ahead and say, no, I'm usually one of those niggas where you could check my timeline. I probably call shit trash like 30 times a day. So I'm not going to call it trash, but it's like two steps above trash. Like, it might have to grow on me. But it's just very average, man. And I see he didn't really throw no shots at nobody, so he's trying to take the, you know, I'm getting this money, I'm not worried about that approach. And you know, I listened to his interview and shit, and it seemed like he's not really bothered by shit. And, you know, a lot of shit is weirdo shit, so I can relate and I can agree with him on some shit, but it's just not what I wanted, man. And maybe it's because I'm ignorant. Shout out to Gucci, man. And Gucci gives me everything that I want normal. Like, yo, Gucci gonna diss you no matter what. It might be years later, but he gonna diss you. He going to give you everything you want to hear. Yo, he's grown up. You see him mature, but he's still going to tell you he cooking the brick and he hugging the bitch and his clip is so rich and all of this flamboyant stuff you want to hear from him. And Meek not giving me that no more, man. And it's just like, it's sad to hear to me. Like, I don't know what's going on with him, but I know a lot of niggas was hyped for that album and they just hyped for that album. That shit was not great. Like, niggas cut it out. It wasn't trash, but it wasn't great. That was the worst project he ever dropped, period. That Tony Story 3, like, Tony Story for you, Meek, you, like, that's what took him out of a lot of lanes for niggas is that he told a story, because storytelling in hip-hop, we keep that to the heart, my nigga. Like, if you can storytell, you put yourself in another lane off rap. Because there's only so many, shout out to Slick Rick, shout out, you know what I'm saying, so many niggas. Yo, Jay-Z probably has maybe 2 storytelling tracks ever. Like, that's just not something that we just, you know what I mean, shy away from. So Meek having that, you got to make this your best shit. And Tony Story 3 was just, it was like when R. Kelly did the Trapped in the Closet, and it got to like part 4, and there's like a midget in the cupboard. It's like, damn, my nigga, like, this could have been some fire. And you talk about midgets in the cupboard, and like, nah, son. Like, you can have that back, try that shit again, man. But I'm about to finish up, I promise. Joe Budden, thank you, my nigga. Raging the Machine. Yo, I hated the title of it. It reminded me of that Raging the Machine, that rock group from when I was little. Like, so I hated that shit, the title. But he had one song, I forget what it's called, but he was all my niggas with the rubber grips. But shots in if you were.
Yeah.
Yo, when I heard that
rubber
line,
and
I promise you, I shed a tear, bro. And it really made me want to rap again, bro. It made me want to write some fire. And that's what hip-hop used to be, man. And I love Joe Budden for that forever. So that I hold that close to my heart. And Stack and Link, man, I wanted to save this for last because I know Jeezy, y'all boy. And because of that, y'all try not to show him biasness on air or any of that so niggas can't say. But listen. I fell off the Jeezy wagon. The last time I fucked with Jeezy, I can't remember the mixtape, but he had some shit and he was coming at Ross. Nigga, if you saying, nigga, just don't lie. That was the last shit that I really fucked with him with. This Trap or Die 3, one of my favorite projects from Jeezy, man. Like, the timing of it, I think the timing more than anything makes it arguably. People might throw this into classic Jeezy. Like, I'm not going to call it now because it's wild early and all of that, but it made me feel like Jeezy again, man. It made me feel like Jeezy. I love this album. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. Joe Budden get a 9 out of 10 for really rapping. Me get a 6, maybe a 6.5. Game. He get a corny and a half right now, and then I'm going to listen to it, though. Word.
No doubt. Yeah, you know, pretty much, man, I looked at the month, and it started with, you know, the game Meek Mill situation. And from there it entered, and it was like, okay, now y'all did that. Now y'all have to drop the music behind it. I think what game did with his album was he dropped a conceptual piece that just, like, his whole album told the story, you know, of the timing of 1992, what was going on in that era. You feel what I'm saying? In that year, I should say. Like,
uh-huh.
He has a song that's on there that basically detailed, you know, him growing up with a cat, and one became a Blood, one became a Crip. And he detailed the whole, you know what I'm saying, growing up with him up to shooting him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit is heavy. Like, that's the shit that game is on. What you just said, they don't tell stories a lot in music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Go get that album.
Man, that's
real
on
talk,
Chronic.
Man.
Oh, my goodness. Woo. Yeah, man.
Game got some shit. You know what I mean? And then, you know, it jumped into the Gucci Man. I didn't really get a chance to listen to the Gucci Man a lot, and as well as the Joe Budden. Reason being, and shout out to Joe Budden because he dropped a cold-ass album. I didn't get a chance to listen in depth to it because as soon as Budden dropped, Jeezy started dropping song for song, and I was like, the wave was like, oh, shit, hold up, he dropped this? Like, and yeah, so I got caught up. And so that Jeezy, like, really overtook it until, like, shit, this past weekend. See, I'm gonna go the opposite way. Man, this was actually the first Meek Mill project that I enjoyed.
Mm.
I mean, in my opinion,
okay.
In my opinion, he got some undeniable shit on there. Man, that Two Wrongs is heavy. That shit, yo, when I listened to that shit gave me chills. I can't even lie to you. That hook. And then him and Pusha T, oh my God.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but see, I feel like that's Pusha. I feel like that's Pusha.
Yeah.
That was my problem with that, though. You feel me? Like, I feel like that was not a Pusha leftover, but I feel like that was built for Push. I don't know, but what word, though.
You know what?
I'm
going to get it, I'm gonna get more into that. Because I had just, I literally just made a statement to Lynx about that. But that song with Tory Lanez is a problem, too. Well, what we going to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Lynx could tell you about the Game album. You know what I'm saying? New York and Lynx could tell you about the Button album. And then, shit, we can all probably touch up on the Jesus. So we'll start with the Game joint. We'll go into that, you know, in depth right quick. Lynx, tell me your pros and your cons of it. You know, and I'll give you mine, and then, you know, you and New York could jump into the Button project.
Well, with the 1992 joint, on first ear, I didn't like it. But the more I listen to it, the more it grows on me. Like, you actually, he constructed it perfect to the point to where this Game, you know, Game could have went hollered at Dr. Dre. He could have went and got Mustard. He could have went and got Quick, and he could have laced the whole, it would have been banging. He know that already. He's done it. So he said, you know what, let me show y'all I can actually do this. And this is amazing, man. Like, the Savage Lifestyle is crazy. The True Colors Slashes, that one, yo, he lost his mind on that one, man. The 92 bars is on there, and we all heard that. We all like that. And you're talking about the soundtrack, that's my favorite. The soundtrack is number 7. Like, you were talking about the storytelling aspect of it. He did that. You ain't talking about pretty much saying, you know, how his mom's, you know, how he from Compton. He loved the fact he from Compton, you know, how his mom's and his pops just came and how he grew up and seeing people, you ain't talking about being shot because they in the 6-fold and seeing this and, you know, like he growing up watching everybody want to braid their hair because Snoop got his hair braided in the video. Like, it, like he told the story of growing up in 1992 pretty much. The whole album is like, it's 13 songs, but if you kind of listen to it, it's kind of like each song is like the month of that year. If you actually, like, pay attention to it, like, it's like the first song, the second song is like the month of the year. You know what I'm talking about? And it's like the placement is perfect on the album. Like, it, like the more you listen to it, the more you'll like it. But for those, you know, who heard and say, oh, like, the shit is trash, I understand the beat selection is horrible. I understand that. You probably got 2 or 3 beats that's nice. The whole thing, just like for like the public, but the rest of it, yeah, you have to work to get past that.
Word. Man, you know, I'll pick it up right quick. Man, basically, when I first heard the album, I told Link, he was damn near the first or the second person I called, like, yo, all the talk, this shit is horrible. But what I was doing, I didn't realize that I had my CD on shuffle, the you know, the Spotify or whatever. I had it on shuffle. And I didn't catch what he was trying to do at that point. So I'm listening to the songs out of order. When I listened to the shit back in order, I had the text links right back. Like, yo, I was wrong. Like, yo, dude is on something totally different. Because every song plays into the next song, like Link said, you know, we were saying before, every song goes together, and this shit gels, and it works. And basically the description that Cuz gave was where he was like, this is the Game's Illmatic album. I couldn't say it any better. Like, years back looking on it, this is going to be his most lyrical album. Like, the way he put it together, the way he constructed everything, it just, man, he put some work into it. You know what I'm saying? Outside of the last song, the one with Jeremiah, where he said it before, it was a bonus track that the radio company threw in or whatever. But the rest of the songs, man, that's
well,
I
have two problems with
that's
Game. I haven't listened to the album yet, so y'all can answer my questions on it. One, I feel like a Game album is literally a Game album. You feature everybody in the Game. It got like 32 features. It's like 32 tracks. No features?
No features.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and seeing that already eliminated my other one. And my other one was, whoever the fuck Game be on the track with, that nigga morph into that nigga. Like, if he on the track with Tyler, the Creator, I ate the roaches and I came out with the hoses. If he on the track, like, whoever you on the track with, that nigga turned into that nigga, son. Like, and that'd be my other problem with him. But if it ain't no features, then that cancel that shit. I'ma listen to it tonight, bro. I ain't gonna, I'ma do that for y'all. I'ma listen to it tonight. Damn, man. All right. No features, huh? All right, Game. All right, bro. All right. Shit, I can't say nothing else. All right. Shit.
Word. Overall, you know what I'm saying? I say go buy it. You know, I'm a fan of hip-hop. I believe this is one of the perfect hip-hop albums. You know, once you get past the beat selection, you know, like Link said before, man, yo, it's one of those joints. Like, I believe that man was spitting. It was like motherfuckers came to him and was like, yo, you had a choice, rap or die, and he just went for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was going crazy, so... In my opinion, I say go buy the album. I won't say, you know, what it is out of 10 or nothing like that. It's a great album, in my opinion. Shit, with that, we're going to move on. We're going to go to the button. I'm going to let y'all, you know, run with that. You know, New York, how you feel about the button? Do you talk to him?
Yeah, man, like I said, that he had, I think that was the joint. He had, like, a R&B nigga on it, like a money or something. It was crazy, like, it opened up fire to me. Like, he opened up with bars. Like, he let you know, like, yo, this ain't about to be one of those albums where I'm emotional and I'm telling you I'm going through all these stresses. This ain't about to be one of those albums where, you feel me, I'm controlled. And I think he made that point early in a lot of his podcasts, but, you know, when PR come around, a lot of niggas change up where they say, oh, yeah, this album, this one personal to me. And it'd be some, you know, generic bullshit, but, like, this really was him, like, deciding, yo, I'm Joe Budden, this is the type of shit that I like to rap on, you feel me, and I could rap. And it opened, like, the first three tracks I remember the nigga was going off. And but word, man, once it, like I said, he sold me once it came around to that Jay shit, because it just, you know, I'm from New York, it just put me in a whole new fucking era. Like, I just, man, I remember those days, and it made me feel like, damn, my father probably felt the same way when rap came out, you know what I mean, from my era, my age and shit. And all of the gangster shit, they probably felt like, yo, this some bullshit. Like, y'all fucking it up. And, like, I feel like that when I listen to these Lil Yachty. I heard of, oh, my goodness. Shout out to Halloween. Real quick, hoes. Yo, hoes, are y'all going to give Halloween to the kids, like, again, like, give it back. Give Halloween back to the kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not y'all holiday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could pick something else. You know what I'm saying? But the kids need Halloween again. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of seeing sexy everything on Halloween, son. This shit for the kids. It's trick or treat. Like, what you doing, my girl? Come on, yo. Come on. It's not for y'all. Like, what are you? Like, I seen some girls. I'm like, yo, what are you? What are you? You snuck some lingerie on, and then you just got a lab coat on, and now you a nurse. Nah, son. We know what you doing. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just a different era, bro. Shit just wild, man. Shit is wild. And my son, he brought me back with that. Like, I remembered where the fuck I was with hip-hop and what an album's supposed to be. Everything, it was, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't 30 tracks. It wasn't a bunch of features. You know what I'm saying? It was just Joe Budden. It was Joe Budden, man. And that's really what I appreciated about this shit. It wasn't emo Budden either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's it called? Links, you could verify. It wasn't the motherfucking Budden that's crying about everything either. He was rapping. He was talking to niggas. He was talking about shit, but he was rapping.
Yeah, you know what? I feel you, but I feel you in a totally different way. Like, I feel Budden was emotional, but he was emotional about the state of music. More so the state of hip hop, and I felt he gave that. Mm-hmm. Me too. I felt he delivered that, because, like, on the song you was talking about, he was like, you know, when he quoted to Jay, with all my niggas with the rubber grip plus shots. I think that's the song got called I Gotta Ask. Like he was pretty much saying, like, all right, this is where it came from. You ain't talking about, so let me go on and let y'all know what it is. Like even on that song, he was like, hip hop made me want some hammer pants. Like it made me want to do this because they was doing their thing and they was smashing everything. He's like, but now it's not the same. And it's like my favorite song on there is I think it's the last song, Idols. Idols is that made the whole CD for me. That made the whole everything. Like A-Rab Music got the fuck off. Like even when the beat switched, like he did his thing. And like the second verse is pretty much a full verse full of Jay-Z rhyme schemes. Like he flipped a whole bunch of Jay-Z rhyme schemes from like Reasonable Doubt up until his last project, and he just flipped it and like metaphorically put it in. Like I was telling Stacks the other day, like he started off with the J. Cole, you know, with the long see your idols, may it never be your rivals. He's like, Cole was the GOAT, congratulations on title. And he kept on going. He was like, you know, you opened plenty of doors for us. You know, I knew we had our beefs and everything, but like I really appreciate what you did for the culture. And when he got to that part, he mentioned when Jay said, you know, I'm overcharging for what they did to the Cold Crush. He mentioned that. And then he said, you know, we can't get the quarterback because now we got Future Music. And I was like, quarterback, Pusha T, he's on Good Music, Good Future. I was like, he clowning. So Joe Budden was clowning right, like on this joint. And then when the beat changed, he just got retarded. Like it wasn't, I damn near turned the shit off. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this whole album is kind of, you know, he's saying like, no, this is hip hop. And he's like, he kind of said in the interview on his podcast, like, I'm filling the void that I have in music, like the void that I feel that it needs to be. Like, I'm finna just go in and do it instead of waiting on somebody else to do it. And, like, he started off with Uncle Joe. I think that's the second song. He was like, you know, I feel like I could still, you know, take down a girl that's 25 and her mom's if she right. But I'm you know, I'm damn near 40 now. Like my 20s flew past. I'm on the phone with my mom. I was like, Mom, what's going on? She's like, man, you know, it gets faster the older you get. So he's still emotional.
Yeah.
It's just more so on the music side
that's
of the game.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, damn, she's like 10, 20 years ago, I was like this. Now it's like, man, you know what I'm saying? So he's still emotional. He just took it from the relationship aspect and just transformed it into the music and what hip-hop is. And that's what makes it phenomenal. Like, it's like the ultimate lyricism. So then
let me ask you this real quick then. Which Joe Budden, hypothetically speaking, do you like more, the Move Music Budden or this Budden?
It's kind of the same because see, you know what? Even if you go to the music button, you had the family reunions, you had the Remember the Titans, you had Sober Up. Like even if you go there, you had them joints. Like where he was tying in hip hop and
shout the niggas
what
for really
was.
Knowing their music, man. Not even to cut you off,
yeah.
Man. Shout the niggas for really knowing their history, man. Look, bro, I gotta salute you always, bro. You in stack. Listen. Shout out to niggas, man, for really knowing their shit. Continue, though. That's a fact, man.
Yeah, you ain't talking about enough. I mean, and not to go all the way back, but if you go to his first album, which is entitled Joe Budden, he gave you Calm Down, which where he was talking about, you know, his personal stuff. Then he gave you a Come and Take a Walk with Me. Where you talking about, so he gave you everything, you know, in that project. So I think after that, you know, his label, the Def Jam thing kind of went sour. So I just think he was just picking and choosing. Like, you know what, half going to be this, half going to be that, half going to be this, half going to be that. And he's talking about, too, just really start doing his own thing with the music, and that's, you know, kind of got his name back to the forefront, per se. But this Budden, I think it's the same Budden we've seen. It's just like, if you listen to, you know, the Ordinary Love or all of that, part 1, 2, 3, or 4, whichever one you look at, it's like, man, he really going into detail about this relationship with metaphors and wordplay. Like, it's crazy. But he's doing the same thing now. Just in hip hop form, you know, talking about it, and it's like it's kind of like me and Stacks had this conversation about a month ago. If you haven't heard all of Joe Budden's music or all of Jay Z's music or all of Scarface music, when you hear certain music, it's kind of like battle rap. If you didn't see Charlie Clips' last three battles, and he finna battle Ill Will, you're not gonna understand half of what Ill Will is talking about because you got to go back and check it. Just like you go to Reasonable Doubt, you know, talking about what did Jay Z say? I'm Big Willie. You know, you're talking about, then if you go to, you know, you fast forward, what did he say? No more Big Willie. My game is strong. Prefer you call me William. And then on Dynasty, on Stick to the Script, or stick to the Script, he said, I'm William H., the all-time great. So he went from Big Willie to William H. He kept it. So you got to listen to the albums and the songs proceeding up to that Stick to the Script to understand what that line means. And it's kind of the same one as Joe Budden. It's like, you know what? I love hip-hop. So for fans who love hip-hop, who've been buying every single J. Cole album, every single J album, every single Fab mixtape, by mine, I'm going to put it all together. So that's kind of what he did with Raising the Machine to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk that shit, nigga.
Fire, bro. I'm telling you. And y'all, for real, that's why I shout y'all out. Y'all the reason that I went back and got that, I still say this shit wrong because, shout out, you know what I mean, RPGNs, I want to say love, the ASAP shit, but it's, what is it, Love Long Lost or Love Lost? Yo, my nigga, that shit was fire. And that was a button that I missed too, and I felt like I was missing, man. So hearing this, like, I was anticipating it, but yeah, man, he delivered, bro. He delivered, man. I bump this shit probably once a day, if not twice a day, if I got the time, man. It's all the way through. Like, I'm going to have to go through it again to see if I do have a skip track, but I really don't remember no skip tracks, man, and shit. And you know what I mean? That's rare with albums. Niggas give you a lot of filler. You know what I'm saying? Like, every track, I feel like he gave you something, like, and a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, fire, bro. Fire.
All right, to sum it up on both y'all ends, you recommend to buy it or, like, what's the recommendation on it?
Well, I bought
even
it.
Even though,
of
I mean, y'all just basically gave it up.
Like, yeah, I would recommend anybody buy it, but it depends on your taste. Like, if you one of these people who know who do the quote-unquote turn up, you party, you do all of that, that's cool. This album ain't for you. I'm gonna just put it like it ain't for you. So if you one of them, nah, don't buy it. But if you really in the battle rap and you in the lyricism and just that type of music, it's for you. It's gonna keep you entertained. And like the more you play it, the more you can catch little subtleties you wouldn't even catch, you know, the first or the second or third time you hear it. Like he got one song where he ad-libbed like the dude with OT Genesis. You know, he had the song, You Price Too High, You Need to Cut It, whatever. He ad-libbed like that on one of his tracks, and it coincided what he was saying. Like, so it's like one of them, like, you throw it in, then you throw it in, then you're going to catch something new. It's kind of like Jay with Reasonable Doubt. When Reasonable Doubt dropped, we weren't saying it was a classic. By the time Volume 3 came out and we seen the Big Pimpins and this and all that hot music had changed, we looked at Reasonable Doubt and said, this is when Jay was at his best right here. This what, you know what I'm saying? So I think this album is going to be one of those in 10 years.
Yeah. No doubt. Man, we got to move forward, G. I want to jump into the DC4. I'm going to start this one off right here, right? And New York, I'm going to go back to what we were saying, you know, earlier. I think a lot of the songs on there were basically crafted and molded for the person that he had featured on there, and he just jumped on it. I think he did it that way to, like, give something to each fan. You know what I'm saying? Because he had the Young Thug, 21 Savage, you know, song on there, and they did their thing. And to me, it feels like he just threw his verse on there. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you say what you said about the Pusha T song, you know, the two wrongs, man, you know that's a Pusha T song. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like he threw his verse on there. But that song is heavy. It's undeniable, in my opinion. Like, that, man, they tore that bitch down. The Tory Lanez song as well, that Litty, that shit is a problem.
Yeah, that's nice.
Bitches is going to love that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that's how he's reaching towards his fan base, is basically he appeases to the younger fans or whatever. So he reached out to the younger cats, the YFN Lucci's and, you know, like I said, the 21 Savage and niggas like that. And that's what he basically did. He crafted songs around them and then basically just jumped on it. And that's why you not liking it, I understand it. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I guess I feel that I like it is it gave a different perspective on how he usually does music. Like, I'm not a real, you know, I'm not a Meek Mill fan.
Yeah.
And it gave me something different. You feel what I'm saying? And so I think that's why I like it, and I think that's why you dislike it. But
yeah, man. Yeah, because I listen, I hear all of his shit, and like that Liddy, like, that's fire. But I feel like that's Lord Knows. That's the intro to his album. It's just, you know what I mean, a different hook. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got this shit Shine on there. That's fire. But I feel like that's the shit with Swiss off his album. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just kind of leftovers. And then maybe a couple new joints. But I really, like, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Keep it all 100. I feel like it was different. Because he gave that 4 for 4. Both the 4 for 4s to me was better than this. Like, both of them. And I feel like he had some fire and probably dissing Drake and dissing 50 and dissing a whole bunch of niggas, and he just like, yo, I'ma just move on. I ain't about to get stuck around because now everybody want to diss me. Now I'ma be dissing everybody. So he just deleted everything that had to do with them niggas, man. Because it just, I don't know, man. It was cool though. Like, word, I could ride to it. I know niggas gonna fuck with it, but it just, I don't know, man. It just, to me, it just felt wild, generic, man. Like, you know, feel me? Like, create a player, you feel me? Randomize and just go ahead with the nigga. Like, Meek Mill, there you go. Like, that wasn't right. No, I don't know, man.
The Blue Notes was heavy, too, though. You know what?
See, I feel like,
let me say that, too. Let me say this, mm-hmm. too. The shit that he had, like, the, you know, with YFN Lucci, the Way Up, I wasn't so much interested in those songs as I was, like, maybe the outro, the Two Wrongs, the Blue Note, you know what I'm saying, the Shine,
right.
The Blessed Up. Like, I like those, you know, better than I like when, like, the shit that we had with Lil Uzi Vert and Nicki Minaj. That shit was trash. Like, the shit he had with Quavo, that was trash. Like, I said,
mm-hmm.
like, the good, to me, more outweighed the bad. You know what I'm saying? And shit, right now, that's a win. You know what I mean? Because, man, we already know what it was looking like a year ago for him. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, man, it's like it's like the Carter when Nick Wayne started giving niggas the Carters and they wasn't really Carters. This is not really a Dream Chasers 4, man. You can't put this with the rest of them shits. This not a Carter, my nigga. This call this shit the Alien. Or the Martian, or call it some other, whatever you are right now, you feel me? Call it that, but this not a Carter. This not a Dream Chasers to me. You feel me? Like, it just don't fit with the rest of them shits. Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. What you got on the G?
I ain't no Meek Mill fan. Let me throw that out there. It come up, but the Pusha T joint is by far my favorite. I'm Blessed Up is cool. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell anybody. You can't criticize the music if you've never heard it. So you can't say it's good, can't say it's bad, whatever, if you don't at least give it an ear. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not a fan of his over-yelling rap style, whatever. I ain't a real big fan of that. But the Blessed Up is nice. The Liddy is cool. Like, I see what he was going for. But I think this mixtape / album, whatever you want to call it, I think it's the ultimate cheat code right now. Because you can do or say something that everybody feels, being talking about to a certain degree, and then it's like, okay, just throw it on the song, we'll make it a hook, and I'm winning. I don't even have to really make sense with it, like I'm Blessed Up. I don't care what you're going through, how bad it is, you alive and you free. So you can say I'm Blessed Up, and you would be absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? So, and then it's like, okay, well, regardless what anybody feels, you can say you like Meek Mill better. He can't out rap the game. He can't out-rap Siegel. You know what I'm saying? He can't out-rap the people he's, you know, quote-unquote, getting into it with. So the best thing to do would be the Nelly approach. You know what? I'm going to take it to the club. I'm going to leave it alone. When Nelly was going at KRS-One, everybody knowing they rapping, he can't fuck with KRS-One. On KRS-One, worst day. But you know what? No, I'm young. I got the club thing popping. I'm going to stay over here. I'm going to just leave it alone. Playing this, mm-hmm. So I think, you know, you had a lot of people that say, no, you the young dude, you got the bad girl, blah, blah, blah. we want to see you bite somebody's head off. Because yeah. we go back, you know, that's just the nature of the game. You know, Pop bit somebody's head off. Biggie was biting mm-hmm. people's head off. Jay, bite, mm-hmm. like, so you want to see that. Like, you know, okay, you saying you the dude, and you, okay, bite somebody's head off now. Not 6 months later when the shit don't count. Do it now. You know what I'm saying? And he's not delivering people that. And so even if it's a nice project, I think you're going to lose points because you say, you know what, I'm not giving my fans what they want. But I'm going to try to camouflage it and just stay in the club. Who popping in the club for the scenes that I have? Tory Lanez popping. I'm on Tory Lanez on my joint. Who been shaking up this past summer? No, this year, dropped his album. His album was crazy. Did a couple joints with Jay. Just to push the T popping right now. Give me a song, Pusha T. Cool. You know what? Down south, you know, on the little whatever scene, Lucci popping. Give me a song with Lucci. Who else popping? Lil Uzi. Give me a song with Lil Uzi Vert. 21. Give me a song with these dudes because they doing their thing. So I can, quote, unquote, ride their wave mm-hmm. and get by until this dies down. You see what I'm saying? And so and, you know, we all know Jay in this corner telling them, trying to help him through it. Like, all right, don't say this. Don't say that. Blah, blah, blah. Yep. Let it rock. But the thing about Jay, when Jay did start letting people take shots at him, Jay was already the dude already. Like, he had already proved it, you know, with the Locks, with Nas, with Mobb Deep, with J.O. Felony. Like, he had already proved it. So it's like, you know what, if Jay don't respond to Gucci Man, you're like, you know what, fam, you don't just, you wasn't at the Locks. Them some killers. Cool, you don't got to respond to Gucci Man. We already know what you would do to him. Fam, you went at Nas. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the same format. I see Meek trying to use it, but I don't think he's at the label at the level to use it now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's done enough.
No doubt. Man, overall, how do you see the project?
It'll be a success. It'll be a success. Thanks. It's just people don't. We live in a day and age where people don't respect lyricism like that. You mean someone like the, and it ain't no disrespect to Meek Mill or nothing like that, but nobody here on this conversation said, you know what, on this song or on this, we talking about the Joe Budden or the Game, how we was going in detail, how we was saying like, yo, like he lined it up like this. Like, yo, Joe Budden had a scheme and he lined up every, like he was using Jay and Rock. Like, we didn't say that about Meek Mill. You see what I'm saying? So I think for what it's supposed to be, it's gonna reach that market, but it's not going to go outside of that market. You know what I'm saying? Like if Joe Budden wanted to, and he's proved this before, he can go get Jeremiah or Tory Lanez or Fab. He can tear the club up right now if he wanted to. He can go get Pusha T, Styles P, whatever. He can set the quote-unquote backpackers on fire right now if he wanted to. He can challenge Drake and get everybody like, yo, he on Drake ass. He can do that. Meek can't do it. But he knows that, so he stays in his lane. He said, you know what, I'm in this box. I'm not getting outside this box. If I get outside this box, I'm going to lose. So he stays in his position. He does the position well. So for what it's supposed to be, you know, it's a mixtape at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So it's on live mixtapes. It's on that pit. It's a mixtape at the end of the day. So for what it's supposed to be, it's going to do that. But it's not going to be to the point where, you know, Joe Budden was making mute music to the point he had to turn them, you know, to Ordinary Love. So he had to turn this into albums. Like, the people wanted it that much. Every Joe Budden album sold over 100,000, 200,000 independent because of the box he went out of. Meek is not going to reach that. So for what it's supposed to be, he did it. No more, no less.
No doubt. Man, that shit. You know, it was a lot of, you know, extra music that passed through, you know, my hands this month. But shit, we gonna close it out with Young Jeezy. Lynx, I'll start with you, G. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about that Jeezy album?
Man, I feel for the people that's, you know, still doing what they do, the whole first 48 crowd. You know what I'm saying? I think they got another. It's going to take them to the summer. And when the summer come around, the G is going to be in heavy rotation. You know what I'm saying? He gave it to you. Like, you know, I watched interviews. He said, you know, he didn't want to, quote, unquote, preach to the people no more and blah, blah, blah. So he took it back to the we getting money, you know, aspect of it. And it's cool. That's what everybody expects from him. That's what they wanted to hear, and he gave it to them. But I think he surprised everybody and overdid it. Like, the Gold Mine joint is crazy. The bout that with Lil Wayne is fucking retarded. The Bankroll, I can't stand French Montana with a passion. That shit he got with French Montana.
Oh, my God, bro. Did Frank Loki try to give niggas bars with a new flow, bro? Did he try to give niggas bars, bro? My nigga, Word to Mother, I had to turn this shit off. I stopped Word to Mother. I left for a little bit. I had to leave this shit. You keep going, bro. That's crazy. That's a fact, bro. You just reminded me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? The thing about, you know, French Montana used to battle rap now. Like he was on, you know, the Fight Club and stuff. He used to battle rap here. You know what I'm saying? So he can do it. You know, someone, he can do it. He just said, you know what? Ain't no money in that. The money is in the club because I can get my tour money on. So, like, he just does it. And because of that, I'm not a real big fan of him. But when you listen to people do interviews, like, oh, yeah, French, oh, yeah, he can go. He can go. It's like he can do it, but he locked it in his mind because you got to think. We know French from the DVD days. I mean, talking about him and Max B and blah, blah, blah. So, like, he can do it. It ain't no money in it, though. And, like, he understands that. You know what I'm saying? So I think he's one of the people, kind of like Joe Budden, like, what you need, I can give it to you. But since you all called me for the clubs, I'm just going to give you club music. You know what I'm talking about? You forget on this album, he had Raekwon on his album, and, like, he had a good song. And, like you forget those. Because they don't stand out like the club joints. You forget, he was on the song with the Gucci everything with Fab and everybody, and like he did his thing. Like he, you know, he can do it. He just does it. You know what I'm saying? But that song is crazy, and the flow Lil Wayne brought out on the You Ain't About That. Like I really like that. Like I've been playing this song by Payroll Giovanni, no, I can't blend in heavy lately. So when I heard You Ain't About That, I'm like, fam, that's right up that alley. You ain't talking about, like, You Ain't About That. That's like the trap version of, you ain't talking about when Jay was like, where I'm from, you couldn't talk about it if you ain't live it. You ain't talking about, like, that's pretty much what that is. And he's just shutting it down. And I think that's going to be that's going to be like the ultimate stunt song for the summertime. You know what I'm saying? When people bring their cars out and this, that, whatever, that's going to be one of them. And Never Settle should be everybody in America's theme song right now. Like, that's, yeah, man. Like, it's like when it's all said and done, what are you doing it for? Whether you got kids, whether it's your mom, your family, like what are you doing it for? And even if it's just for yourself, or if you're doing it because you want a house, go get it. Don't settle for an apartment. What you doing it for? Like, that's it. Like, you know, how you had, you know, Thug Motivation, Let's Get It, this inspiration, this Never Settle. So that should be everybody's song. If you haven't heard it, I advise you to YouTube it. Like, that's it.
Man, New York, how you feeling about that Jeezy?
Man, you already know, bro, and Jeezy, you know, I'm gonna tell niggas, man, they finally freed on Smash, man. I forgot to tell niggas they freed on Smash. Shout out to Smash, man. Jeezy had a long history with us, man, especially even in New York. Like, when he first came out to us, he was the worst rapper ever. I remember if you typed in Jeezy name, like, it was a computer code that changed it to Young Worst Rapper Ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, we hated him. Like, when I first heard Jeezy, I was like, what the fuck is this? This is trash. And when I first heard Gucci with the ad-libs, I was like, this is terrible. And it took me a while. And then, you know what I'm saying, it kind of just, the wave just hit. And it was like,
overnight almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, overnight, everybody was trapped or die this, trapped or die that, and shit like that. So, I mean, it's different for us. Like I said, I kind of have to watch what y'all say. You know what I'm saying? Because for us, rappers, they kind of all the same unless we see them. Styles and Jada, we could see them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Jay, we really saw Jay. Like, you know what I'm saying? That nigga really lost the motherfucking 82 bricks. Like, this shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's documented New York history. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's different. But Jeezy, it's like motherfucking, I don't know, man. This shit is fire to me. To me, it's one of his maybe, I'll say, three best projects ever. But, you know what I'm saying, that's my personal opinion and musically, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know how it affects y'all because y'all from, you know what I mean, that area and shit like that, man. So y'all saw it closer. That's my opinion.
Just like if you read the Murder Dog or the Feds and, you know, you hear all these people locked up, talk about Jay, how Jay came around. Jay was always around. Like, Jay knew this, that, whatever. And how you say, how y'all seen it, it's the same with us with Jeezy, fam. We seen it. We know dude.
Yeah.
And if you don't know him, then you know the people that was with him. I mean, come on, you didn't know him, but you seen Big Meech. Like, we know them. Like, you can see them. Like, when they come back, whenever they come to do a show, the show don't just sell out. Like, you be getting phone calls or you being on Facebook or whatever. You like, yo, Jeezy on 33rd right now. Jeezy over here on the east side right now. What's the name over here right now? Like, they actually be in, they go back to the spot. They be in the hood. They don't just be at the hotel, do my show, take them back to the airport. They actually be in them spots. You know what I'm saying? So that's it means something to us because you got to think with the whole Trap or Die movement and, you know, the Shining and, you know, this, that, whatever. We from the Midwest. You know, and I don't know how it is in New York or on the East Coast, but in the Midwest, my G, you got 3 months to shine. You got June, July, August. You got 3 months to shine. So you literally trap all year round for 3 months. You get off for 3 months. That's it. So that's why it means so much to us. Because, like, if you can make it happen, like, our clubs don't stay open at, you know, 4 or something in the morning like y'all. Ours should be damn near done at 1. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, so to really get off in the shine, you got 3 months. I mean, talking about four if you start on Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? But so the whole Trap or Die movement is always gonna be. Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So over here, that's why the trap music and whatever means so much to us, because it's like, fam, it's like if you stay in the South, if you got you a car, you know, you fixed up your car. Fam, you can ride that car year round. Or if you got you a Benz, or you can ride your foreign year round. Fam, we get 30 inches of snow here. And it'd be so cold, the snow lingers. You know, you ain't trying to be out here and riding no foreign. You ain't going to be able to make it. You're not going to be riding your rims in the snow. It's going to eat the rims up. You can't do it. Potholes everywhere. So you literally trapping, doing your thing, saving your money, buying your car, buying your clothes, buying your jewelry, whatever, for 3 months out the year, my G. So when Jeezy comes out, when Gucci Man comes out, when I'm not a real big Rick Ross fan, when they come out with their music, it's always going to be something to us. And you come up feeling like, and I'm not a real big Lil Bibby fan or whatever, but if you go watch Lil Bibby interviews talking about Jeezy and Rick Ross and Gucci, like in the Midwest, that Trap or Die thing means something to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like what they talk about, we done it. Even with their ad libs and like them, like, that shit comes from us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been doing that in 2000,
yeah.
91. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
we
be up
walking
to like, yo.
Clubs, real talk.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, you hear them, and it's like, that's our lingo. That's why we hear, you know, at one point, I'm not a real big fan of his either. But Lil Boosie was coming up to my city getting so much love. He was like, I feel like I'm the man around here. Like, everybody loves me. Like, everything he talks about, We do it. He talking about the foes, you know. No, the foes, you know, down there with him, it's the exact same shit as the foes up here. He's like, I feel at home up here. I mean, talking about just like he got robbed back at home, he got robbed up here. He's like, man, that's just how the game go. I ain't mad shit. I'll be back next week. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the Trap or Die is like in us. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you like do anything, you know, you on your grind in any shape, you know, you at your job, whatever, whatever. It's going to be in you, my G. So the gold mine. You ain't about that. The never settle. I mean, talking about like it just means something. So that's why whenever Jeezy drop, you always hear Stack say, you know, you always hear Stack say like, yo, when Jeezy dropped, streets on lock. It's over. He shuts it down. Because the Midwest, you can go to Milwaukee, Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis. The day the Jeezy dropped, they put this album on, and that shit, that's it. You don't got to play nothing else. Like, you put the Jeezy on in the club right now. No matter what album, you good. You can go outside and chill. Just let it rock. You good.
You know, I will say this. Yeah. You know, I'm finna punch my homeboy in the, 502 right quick. But before I do, I do want to say, man, that Never Settle, man, that is a problem. I literally was listening to the album riding around after the bar. So that means I got a few in me. I'm lit. I'm ready to go to sleep. And that song comes on 2:30 in the morning. Fam, I woke right the hell up. Yo, that is, when he says he's a motivational speaker, yo, for real, that's that song. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm a touch upon that album in a minute. I'm going to punch my guy in. Man, boss man, tell him who you are. What up?
Yo, what up, y'all? First by name, Daniel. 502.
Talk your shit.
Area code. That's actually Louisville, Kentucky. Y'all was talking that Midwest talk. I got that Louisville, Kentucky area code. So when he hit me, he hit with that 3 months out of the year. I said, woo! That made hair stand up on my neck, man. I know all about that. Yeah, I know all about that. I said, damn, these niggas trapped all year long for Derby in Kentucky, though. You understand me? Like, in Louisville, them niggas trapped all year long for the Kentucky Derby, man, because Kentucky Derby is like the New Year's, you know what I'm saying? It's like they New Year's, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they say it's the richest 2 minutes in sports, you know, that horse race, but that entire weekend from Friday to Sunday, man, it's like everybody all over the country, all the entertainers, athletes, everybody, man, is at the Derby, man. Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Dale Earnhardt Jr. to you name it, man. Eddie Murphy and Bill Clinton. Everybody's at the Kentucky Derby, man. But niggas, street niggas hustle, man, all year long to get their cars ready for Derby weekend, man. Derby weekend. So when he said that, I was like, holy shit. Only a Midwest nigga would know anything about that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, but you know, it's funny.
And now a New York nigga that's going to use that in the battle. Go ahead. Facts.
All right, man. So now the thing is that, like in New York, like when y'all talk about the, like, it's the same thing, though. Like, it's just a difference of culture, like, in terms of the foreign. New York's just never been that old school thing. That's a southern thing. That's a West Coast thing. That's a Midwest thing. That's never been an East Coast thing. You know what I'm saying? So us doing the foreigns as if the weather is a detriment to y'all and not us. Like, come on. New York City, you know, gets hit with snowstorms the same as everybody. You know, 12 inches, 24 inches don't make a difference. Once it gets 6 inches above that rim, you know what I'm saying? That's salt eating it up regardless. But niggas in New York, niggas just floss different. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a different type of flavor. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, when niggas got that that paint, you know what I'm saying? And that interior, them old schools, and you know those cars are made to last. You know what I'm saying? But the foreign, it's about that what it's worth, more or less. You know what I'm saying? You know when a nigga got a foreign, you know what he spent on that. When a nigga got an old school, it's kind of tricky because, you know, a nigga could make that outside look incredible. You pop that nigga hood and you like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And nigga, and you know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The motherfucker, the stitches is coming out of the interior.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know, nigga, shit ain't all the way right. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, shit don't always be right. Niggas, everybody don't got that good paint job either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, but on what y'all talking about sticking the topic, though, I just had to throw that in there because y'all like that shit got me. Nigga said, "Oh yeah, for 3 months that shit had me rolling." But the new yo, I didn't listen. I don't got the new GV. So like everything y'all was talking about, I was just listening. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of soaking that up because I haven't listened to it. You know what I'm saying? I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it yet. I don't know if it's on that pip or is it just for sale on iTunes or I don't know if it's on. Is it a mixtape or is it an album?
No, it's an album, man. It's the album.
Oh, it's an album. So it's not on that pip because I know all these other niggas like Dave East with the Kyrie Chanel. That's on iTunes, but you can listen to it on that pip, but you can't download it. This nigga Meek Mill, DC4, you can listen to it, but you can't download it because it's on iTunes as well. So I figured Jeezy had it on that pip. It just, or one of the mixtape sites, it just wasn't for download. It was just for sale on iTunes. So I didn't know. You know, so he's selling it as a. Let me ask y'all, how do y'all feel about that? Like, what y'all think about that? The new transition where niggas is putting it on all of the platforms for free. But they're not allowing you to download it, but they're allowing you to listen to it free, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on that piff, where niggas is being able to upload it to the site, you just can't. It's, you know, the downloading is disabled. You know what I'm saying? The option to download is disabled, but you're able to listen to it.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. When streaming comes into play, so many streams counts as a sale. Even on that free site, I think the number is like 15,000 or something like that, it's more than that. It's an outrageous number because I think it's like for every million download, it counts as 1,500 sales. So every million times that CD is spun, you get 1,500 sales off of it or something like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Only thing I didn't like is I got caught up in it because I actually bought Dave East Kyrie Chanel, and I'm a fan, but I was mad when the shit was on that piss. I was mad because I'm like, oh, what the fuck? This shit is on that piss? You motherfucker. So I was kind of mad, but at the same time, you know, support is support. You know what I'm saying? It was a good album, you know, a good mixtape, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? So like, I fucked with it, but I was tight. Like, I'll never forget. I was coming back. I was on my way back. I live in South Jersey. So I was on my way back from Far Rockaway. And on my way back, I went on the Dat Piff app and I seen it. It was on the front page. I had just downloaded it like 2 days before on iTunes. I had just bought it. As a matter of fact, I pre-ordered it. And then the day that it came out, it, you know, it downloaded straight to my phone. So I'm all excited listening to it. And then 2 days later, I'm on my way back down to South Jersey and on my ride, I fucking opened up the Dat Piff app and the fucking boom, the picture's right on the front page. I was mad as hell. So that's why I was like, how y'all feel about these niggas giving it away for free and selling it all at the same time? But I guess, like you said, I guess that's considered streaming since you can't download it on that bit.
I actually think it's cool. Like I understand it from both ways. Like, it's kind of like when you're going through the mall, you go through the food court. How they got the little free samples? Like, oh yeah, it ain't nothing but a toothpick. But if you like it, you really like it. Then next time you come around, then you go on and you really rock with it, or you stop there. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it. Like, I think they should warn you and say, you know what, you can play it, you can listen to it, but you can't download it. Or, you know, I'm gonna put it here, blah blah blah. Then I'm gonna have it on the, like, I think they should start making them announcements instead of having people going to buy it.
Did.
Then you buy it.
That's what he did. He didn't announce. And then how it really fucked me up was because, I'm gonna tell you how I found out. I told the story. I didn't tell all the details of the story. I seen on Instagram the nigga posted a picture and said, like, basically, like on some like, oh, FYI, my actual debut album is gonna be executive produced by Nas. So niggas is like, whoa, like, that wasn't your album? So when I seen that, I'm like, what the fuck? And then from there, I saw the you know, like the link to the Dat Piff shit. And I was like, you motherfucker. this nigga made it available for sale and then uploaded it to that fit. So I kind of felt cheated. Like, I felt robbed. Like you said, like, had the option been, like made to me, then I would have been like, all right, I'm going to pay for it or I'm going to download. I mean, I'm going to either pay for it or I could just listen to it on the app. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Either or. You know, and I would have rather had that option versus I had to just straight pay for it without
because
even
knowing, you know what,
it 2 days later.
Yeah, because actually one of the artists that do it is 50. Like 50 will let you know, yeah, it's on that pill, but you can also buy it on iTunes because he gave away the Kevin mixtape for free, but the I'm the Man shit wouldn't go. Like, people were like, yo, I fuck with that shit. So then, like,
yeah,
he going to, you know what I'm saying? So, like, 50, he's one of the few artists that say, yo, I'm giving it away for free, but if you really rock it, Fabulous, another one. Yo, I'm giving it away for free, but if you really rock with it, come fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? So I think more artists should do it. I mean, some instead of just trying to, you know, go buy it. Go buy it. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's everywhere. Then you go buy it. You just have to be on your computer or your phone searching one day, like, ain't that a bitch? What the fuck? Like, damn, G, you could have told me. You know what I'm saying?
I got two questions. One, because I tuned in late, so I just got off work. So I know y'all started at 11 my time, but it's 12. I called in like 12. So, but anyway, what other albums or mixtapes or whatever have y'all already reviewed? I caught Jeezy. That was it. What else was y'all talking about?
Man, we had talked about the Game 1992 album. We talked about
I ain't hear that one.
The Joe Budden Rage in the Machine album.
I ain't hear that one. I don't want to hear that
the
one.
The BC4. Yeah. All
right, I got that
we
one playing.
The
BC4. I got that. It's okay. It's all right.
We was touching upon the Jeezy. You know, I don't think too many of us heard the Gucci album, so we didn't really go into that one, but. You know, the last thing
I can't
bring
even speak
up
on
was,
that one because I ain't gonna say nothing negative. Well, I ain't never,
yeah,
no,
last thing
I
was gonna bring up.
I ain't gonna say nothing negative, so I never heard it.
Right.
That's what. You know what? That's the basic theme of why we did the show. You know, like one of the things that you know me and Links is heavy about. We can't speak upon it if we ain't listening to it. So and we have been listening to things. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we're speaking upon it. And New York, you know what I'm saying? Shit, he been right along with us, so shit, he on the show, we all rocking. So we basically was telling, you know, our angle and our perspective of, you know, each album that came out. And like I said, when we on Jeezy right now, but I did want to finish off to see who had heard Drake dropped 4 songs the other day. I'm not a big Drake fan, but the reason why I want to touch upon it is because he threw up a song called Two Birds, One Stone. He threw shots at Pusha T, and he threw shots at Kid Cudi. Right, and I want to know, you know, everybody's thoughts on that. New York, I want you to start it off, G. Two Birds, One Stone. How did you feel about that song?
Oh, man. Shout out to all the niggas that's sensitive about him. This and the nigga that's talking about he's suicidal or he rehabbing shit, man. It's hip hop, man. Jay-Z said that he nutted on the nigga baby seat, like, feel me? And it was fire to me, like, so I don't know what's off the table, what's on the table to niggas, but last time I checked, it's still hip hop. So I ain't mad at Drake. Shout out to Drake for finally mentioning these niggas. He really think he Jay-Z, man. Like, smiling in my face. That's my deal. That's big love. That shit is funny, man. That shit fire. Like, Drake really, he good, man. His writer's good. Like, it's so funny, man. You gotta like him. Like, he's such a little, like, fucking asshole, man. Like, you gotta like Drake, man. You gotta like Drake, bro. Like, for real, he's so talented. Not even talented. I'm not going to say talented. Somebody's, I think it was Beans. He actually dropped the jewels line as, it's talented and it's gifted. You feel me? Drake is gifted, man. And even with his assist and all of that shit that he got going on and shit, the way he moves and the things he says, it's so funny, man. Like, he's that little asshole that, you feel me, the teacher comes around and then everybody's quiet and then, you feel me, he walks behind the teacher flipping you off right behind the teacher. And it's like, yo, this little motherfucker, man, I'm going to catch this nigga in the hall or something. Like, You feel me? But this nigga, the way he moves, like, he's that villain in every movie. You feel me? And it's fire. It's fire to watch, man. I actually enjoy it now. And him actually mentioning Pusha, it's funny to me because Pusha's going to, like, I'm so curious how he's going to respond because I think he might have thrown himself a party. I don't know what he might have bought himself a car. Like, he's about to get rich, but he's about to kill this nigga, son. Like, do y'all understand that this nigga finally mentioned Pusha? Yo, oh my god, man, it's about to be a smut. Oh my god.
Hey, look, so I guess, bro, look, we know how you feel.
Bro,
look, hey,
bro.
Nate, since you joined in, man, shit, what's your thoughts on that? Have you heard the song?
I want y'all to speak on that first. I'm chiming in. Y'all the host. I want y'all to go. I want to come in as the fan. I'm coming in on
Don't
the as the fan, so go ahead. Keep going. Y'all keep rolling.
Don't even trip.
I want to
Links, what about
in.
You,
I got
you heard the song?
Yeah.
I heard I like it. I like it from the standpoint of it's what rap music is, or hip hop, whatever you want to state it as. You know what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, I like it. I'm a big fan of. I guess I'm spoiled by the, you know, by the Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, the Jays and Nas of the world. You know, somehow to sit there and to be so blunt and say names. You know, somehow so to finally hear him, you know, starting to take that route is, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, Jay will say names, and he'd be like, you know what, let's inspect play. I'm talking to all of y'all. Fuck it. I'm talking, like, whoever wanted can get it. You know, but I think Drake is, you know, more strategic than anything. He knows his fan base / celebrity is so big that even if he loses, he wins. Because we all know, like, and this ain't, he cannot out-rap Pusha T on his best day. His ghostwriter cannot outright Pusha T on his best day. We know this. We all know this. But if Pusha T gets in his ass, Drake isn't going to respond. I don't think he will. I mean, tomorrow, I think Drake is going to say, you know what? All right, cool. I'll be on live on Regis and Kelly or some shit tomorrow. I'll just kill your shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he does. I mean, tomorrow, when Meek finally responded with his little record that we knew was like, what? 15 years later, some shit, didn't nobody care about it no more. He was like, oh, okay, it's over. Oh, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to just do a show in Philly and, you know, have everybody singing the shit. Fuck it. I mean, come on. So I think he's strategic, you know, and even though he took his shots or whatever, he still played towards the women. You know what you're talking about, and I think that was genius. You know, the two birds, one stone. My aim is amazing. I need to start losing on my shit. You niggas is hating because the women don't care who wrote the shit. They care about how he look, and they care about can they dance, whatever, whatever, blah blah, or the fantasy thereof. Can they be with Drake type shit? So they don't care if, you know, none of that shit. So I felt that line alone. I said, okay, he's cool. He's not gonna need to promote. That alone is going to set people saying, you know what, he won. And when Pusha come back and get in his ass, they're going to say, man, niggas just be hating, bro. Like, how many records did Pusha T sell? They're going to start doing that type of shit. So, and Drake already knows that. So, same thing with Joe Budden. He know he can't out-rap Joe Budden. And when Joe Budden got in his ass, what did he do? Joe Budden has one hit. He has one hit. How long ago is that? He has one hit. You know, so, once he realized, like, oh, shit, he's going to switch it. And I think he's going to do the same thing here. But I liked it, though. When you're talking about spotted everywhere like a Dalmatian, cops snoop around because all my dogs famous. Like, okay, that was no slick. I see what he was doing with it. But, you know, I just think it's, I just think he's playing too much. So
let me add this. I think, you know, the funniest part is when the song first came out, like, everybody instantly, oh, he's talking about Pusha. the funniest thing, I had made a statement on Twitter, and I said, you know, if you put it, like, if you the way you look at certain things, to me it seemed like he was taking shots at Ross, and then the people just pushed a T upon him. You feel what I'm saying? But then it was an Instagram post, and it said, you know, somebody was basically saying that, oh, yeah, Push is going to wash you. And he basically came back next time he needs to watch his mouth. And when that happened, I said, oh, shit, like, this is real. Like, fam, 23-1 came out, what, 2012? And that song was so hard. And what was so crazy about that song is year after year, something else from that song is brought to the light. It's basically that song was all facts that Pusha was spitting. And year after year, it's been revealed that more and more shit is coming true. And I don't even think that the bubble up was happening too crazy like that to where he had to respond. I just think I think he's feeling himself right now. You feel what I'm saying? I think, you know, he got the meat victory or whatever you want to call it, you know, and I think he's hyping himself up, man. And I think he's trying to go up the family tree to go at Jay. Like, me and Lynx discuss strategy a lot in hip-hop. I told this man last year, I think Drake was taken, and he was like, cuz, I don't see it. But then, Lynx, what happened? Some of the shit we was talking about came to fruition, right? I basically see that's what's going on. Because if you listen to that song closely, you heard him throw a shot at Jay when Jay was rapping on I Got the Keys. He threw a shot at Jay answering something in that song. And I think that's what ultimately he's working himself is to get on par with Jay to try to go at the foe. Jay's he's the GOAT. Like, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion, he's the GOAT. And I think Drake is basically climbing up the step ladder upon niggas, you know what I'm saying, to feel big enough to say, you know what, it's time to go. So that's my opinion on it. Like, I don't really he threw the shot, that's cool. I want to see what Pusha comes with, but I think that's what Drake's ultimate goal is to go at Jay. He wants to be Jay. He said it in multiple songs. He said it multiple times in interviews and everything. So that's my take on it. You feel what I'm saying? Now, we really coming down, you know, to the end of the show. I did want to touch upon some sports right quick before we ended it. Before I go, and Nate, did you want to touch upon that Drake shit right quick before we leave off? Or what's up?
How much time y'all got? I don't want to take up no too much time, bro. How much time y'all got?
I got, like, literally, like, 2 minutes for that, and then I'm going to just touch upon some sports, and then we're going to wrap it up. Then we'll go full. You know what I'm saying? A full-fledged show later this week. I know New York got Wednesday if you want to do one. Or, you know, we'll make something happen, but, yeah. All
right. Well, I'll say this. I'll make a quick one because I wanted to make a statement on each one of y'all's statements. Mm-hmm. But, Stacks, me and you talked when this first happened, and I said, like I said to everybody, Pusha's response is going to be, pretty much in the balance, held in the balance of the music. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, what he says has to be in sequence with the music that follows, as well as the visual, the same way he did Exodus. Only problem with that is that I thought about it and said, you know what? Exodus fell on deaf ears, though. Let's be honest. It really fell on deaf ears. It made no difference. You know what I'm saying? It held no significant rank in the game of this record at all. Like, nobody will ever even talk about it. Some people will say, damn, you know what? I forgot all about that. You know what I'm saying? Is he the better of the two? Absolutely. Is he the better writer? Is he the more intricate writer? Is he all the... Absolutely. Is it like New York was saying, or like you were saying, any of y'all was saying, was like, you looking forward to, you know what I mean, to I think everybody's looking forward to Pusha's response. The one thing I do disagree with is that he didn't say any. It was still typical Drake fashion. The nigga was indirect as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So no, he didn't take a page out of no one's book. not Jay-Z, because Jay-Z was an indirect bastard. That nigga, there's a lot of things he said indirectly to niggas he never said names. He did it to Lil Wayne several times. You know what I'm saying? He had little innuendos he would throw at Lil Wayne and would never say his name and different rappers. Most of the time you ever heard him talking about somebody, it was like this nigga, the fat nigga from Harlem World. You know what I'm saying? And he say he shoot him out the cannon or some old bullshit. Like, Jay-Z never really said names. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to it just like the rest of y'all. And on the recap, when he does, if and when he does respond, I damn sure got to tune in, because I definitely want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But as for right now, I was all the way with it, but now I'm like, I got mixed feelings about it. You know what I'm saying? I got real mixed feelings about it, because I really feel like it's going to fall on deaf ears. I feel like the only way it's going to get any real publication from the media, because Drake is already in the graces of the media, because they already threw a story out there yesterday that Kanye helped him with the record. You know what I'm saying? The record that he dissed these niggas, the two birds and one stone, that he helped him. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You serious?
He basically,
they already helping this nigga? Yeah,
but that's the thing. He helped with the beat. He got a writer's credit for production.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that already they use, like, that was a safety net to get to stir up bullshit within the camp. I was like, they feel sorry for Drake. Like, any advantage they could get this nigga, a head start in the race they could get this nigga, are they going to give him? You know what I'm saying? Because they know what's to come. But only Kanye and the rest of that and the rest of the big heads, especially with social media now, because they didn't have that with Exodus. Now, with everybody retweeting, all of the major niggas retweeting this shit, if everybody jumps on board and pushes T's record and he pushes that visual and Kanye gets behind it and all that, that's what a sit Drake down. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that'll sit there, like, that put him in his place. And like y'all said, had a nigga on Regis and Kelly and not doing any more motherfucking, and I'm no more records about it because he got smacked. You know what I'm saying? That's if everybody gets involved. Otherwise, it's going to be here today, gone today. Like Exodus was. You know what I'm saying? And niggas really ain't going to give a fuck. They'll just say, oh, yo, that was dope, and on to the next thing. You know, but that's my take on it.
Word. Yeah, man, before we go, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to touch upon right quick, you know, the World Series is going on right now. You know, Cleveland is up on Chicago 3-2. Man, even though Cleveland is the armpit of America, you know what I'm saying, I hope they beat Chicago, whack ass. But, man, you know, we ain't even going to talk baseball, but what I do want to do is the NBA started last week. You know what I mean? That's the league. That's what I fuck with the heaviest, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I just want to get everybody's thoughts on week one in the NBA. You know, how y'all feeling? Lynx, we're going to start with you, G. Week one in the NBA. I know you ain't get to see too much. You know what I'm saying? You was out coasting in Puerto Rico on the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you for that.
Right.
But what you did catch, you know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts?
As always, man, like, it's never really a bad NBA season. I think it's going to be smooth. I think a couple teams is due for a coaching change. It's like well overdue. I think the Clippers need to get rid of Doc Rivers. I think the Bucks need to get rid of Jason Kidd. And I think a couple owners need to, like, step up and really do what the owners need to do as far as, like, getting players in. You can spend that money now. So if you don't spend that money now, you really don't care about winning. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think the Clippers are going to be okay. I think they're going to get there, and they're going to fall short. The Clippers have the manpower and the defense to beat Golden State. It's really a two-team race in the West. I think the Spurs, I don't think they have enough. You know, you're talking about that they still fairly old. We talk about they bench. So I just don't think they have enough. Like, the Clippers have the manpower to beat the Warriors. I just don't think they'll do it. I don't think Doc Rivers put them in position to do it. I think Utah going to shock a lot of people this season. And I think Toronto going to let a lot of people down this season. You know what I'm saying? So far, that's kind of how it's looking, I mean, to my opinion. But I think Derrick Rose got the highlight of the year so far. Look, crossover he did on Mike Conley. You know, that was nice. But, you know, highlight-wise, it ain't what we used to. But, you know, it's been a couple good games already.
Word. New York, we're running out of time. G, what's your thoughts on the first week of the NBA season, cuz?
Man, Celtic Nation, we looking good, man. Niggas thought it was over for us when we lost the big three. We always been relevant, you heard? We always been relevant. Right there in the playoff contention, you feel me? We looking good, man. Yo, the league look good, man, for real. It look good. I'm excited. I'm excited about a lot of stuff. You know, everybody jumping on. Yo, you know what surprised me? Shout out to y'all. Yo, D-Wade look good, bro. Yo, my boy Rondo looking good over there in Chicago. I like Chicago. I like Chicago, man, but the Pacers still my sleeper team, man. Pacers still my sleeper team in the East. I can't
word.
Call the West right now. Like it's really so sordid, and I'm still so heartbroken. Like I tried to watch the Spurs game, my nigga, and it almost broke my heart, bro. Like I just feel like an old nigga, bro. For real. Like so, it's hard for me to adjust. No Kobe, no Duncan, no Garnett. You feel me? Like I don't know. It's kind of weird for me in the West right now, man. But the East. Yeah, Pacers, you feel me? Pacers, my sleeper team. Shout out Celtics. Facts.
All right, for sure. Man, I basically ended like, somebody in New Orleans, please get Anthony Davis some goddamn help. There's no reason for this man to be averaging 47 points over the first three games. Fucking 16, 17 rebounds, blocks, steals. He's playing out his mind, and y'all are losing. Somebody please get that man some help. Like, for real. Like Link said, fire Jason Kidd. Fuck him. The owners really need to let the general manager be the general manager. Yo, shout out to my Heat. You know what I'm saying? They lost the last two, but they look good doing it. You know what I'm saying? They're a young team. They're going to be something. Just give us some time, man. You know, like New York said, I got Indiana as my sleeper out the East, even though they haven't looked too good right now. But, man, the season looks like it's going to be fun. Like, I'm enjoying it right now. So, man, we're going to basically finish up. I got to run. Man, I want everybody to get some shout-outs right quick. Links, shout them out. Tell them where they can find you. You know what I'm saying? Tell them what you got coming down the pipeline. Let them know.
Man, you know, hit me on Instagram, Twitter, you know, Big Links, 414-BIGLINX, 414. You know, music coming soon. I've been, you know, working, doing my family thing. I'm in the studio Saturday. I'm going to push out some joints. The artwork already done, you know, so I'll put them out on iTunes and Spotify and all that good stuff, man. You know, I'm just working, man. So, you know, like I say, just hit me up on Instagram or the Twitter, you know, or go to Stacks. So, like, he can get in contact with me. So, next year I'm doing features. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm expanding a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, just hit me, let me know what's up, man. Like, I got some music coming for y'all real soon. Be the first artist signed to Stacks on Dex Media and Entertainment. So, you know, that's going to be big. You know, so I'm going to hold that crown, you know, with a lot of pride. So, you know, working over here.
Talk that shit. And if y'all didn't hear at the beginning of the show, my nigga's getting a house built from the ground up. You know what I mean? Just came back from Puerto Rico. So, yeah, stunting on niggas right now.
Fine.
Shout out to you, cuz.
Bye.
Man, real talk.
Fine.
New York, shout them out. The King of the North, talk to them. Tell them where they can find you at on social media. You know what I'm saying? Give them something that's coming down the pipeline. Let them know.
Yeah, Facebook, North New York, Twitter, Instagram. I trip over myself. YouTube, go get that New York versus Breezy Nice Coliseum Battle League. November 20th, New York versus Ghost from Philly. That's going to be a zoo. The new era card, you know what I mean? Coliseum, High Society, you know what I mean? Always shout out y'all. Yeah, it's going to be lit, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun little winter.
Word. Man, me and New York going to put something together, man. You know, me and the folks go back and forth. We talking, you know what I'm saying? We might have something in the coming weeks for y'all, you know, so we come back and get y'all a full, you know, NBA show or something like that, you know, involve Hip Hop Psycho as we do. You know, so be on the lookout. Stay tuned, you know, so we're going to get together and talk. Hey, Nate, man, you know, give them some shout-outs. Let them know where they can find you on social media. This is my homeboy, man. Like, me and Nate have real life talk. We have real life discussions. You know what I'm saying? Man, shout them out. Let them know where they can find you, G.
They can find me on Instagram and Twitter both at Words by Nathaniel. WordsByNathanielS. Words by Nathaniel. Because my poetry name is Nathaniel's Words. No, actually, Nathaniel's Words is my Instagram name. I'm lying. Words by Nathaniel is my poetry name. Nathaniel's Words is my Instagram and Twitter, yo. I just bugged the fuck out. But I said it backwards, but whatever. Nathaniel's Words is the Instagram and Twitter. But yeah, I just want to say Black Lives Matter, vote for Donald Trump. And that's it, man. You know, I wanted to end the show on an ignorant note, man, because why not? You know what I'm saying? You know, I thought
man,
it'd rub some people the wrong way and make others laugh. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, now Nathaniel's words by Nathaniel. I couldn't put all of that, so I put Nathaniel's Words. You know, S at the end. So check, you know, follow me. I'll follow you back. Even if you unfollow me to get me to follow you, I'm not going to unfollow you. I don't give two fucks. You know, I'll follow your stupid ass. You know,
talk
I don't
shit.
Care. I'll follow more people.
All right, man.
I'll follow more people than I follow. Yeah. Stacks, I'm going to holler at you soon.
Yeah, man. All right, bet. Man, and shit, as of right now, you know what I'm saying, we are officially a company, IRS certified in the whole nine. Stacks on Deck Media and Entertainment. That's our sponsor. Yo, we riding with it. You know, we got big things coming up. We got shows. Man, we going to, man, we might do some poetry nights or some shit. Man, we got all the niggas on the line, links, you know what I'm saying, New York. Man, Nate, man, we going to have something coming. Early next year, we are going to be doing a party down in St. Louis. That's what St. Louis is the middle of the map. It's the middle of America. You know what I'm saying? And so we're going to have a party out there celebrating the whole movement that we got coming, and we're going to just spread love from the middle of America to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you at. Man, like I said, we got some big stuff coming. I might even delve back into the world of battle rap. Who knows? But, yeah. Man, find me on, of course, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? BigStacks_100. I'm here. Or follow, you know what I'm saying, anybody from the team, go look it up at Stacks Network One. You know, shout out to Coco. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hip Hop Psycho. Shout out to Big Link. Shout out to New York. My nigga Nate, I'm glad you called in. Shout out to you. Man, and peace and love to the world. Remember, you know what I'm saying, somebody didn't wake up today, say a prayer for their family, say a prayer for their loved ones, and everybody else, be blessed. I appreciate y'all, and I spread love how y'all give love to me. Man, y'all take it easy. Have a good night.